Joined now here in the studio by Laura Tierney. She's a Chapel Hill resident, former field hockey star at Duke, formerly with ESPN, now with an organization called the Social Institute, which coaches teens and parents and others on how to navigate the world of social media, not by focusing on the negatives and the don'ts and the what not to do's, but by focusing on the positives and the what to do's. So I love this approach. And Laura, thank you so much for joining us here on the air.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell us about the Social Institute, just to get us started. How did the organization form, and what is it that you do?
Yeah, sure. So it is a labor of love, but we noticed this need growing up. Well, I should say it started when I was a teen, and I got access to a cell phone and grew up with technology.
Right.
And along the way, I just kept hearing so many negatives and don'ts around this device that I had in my hand, and don't do this and don't do that and don't do that. And
for people who don't understand it in the first place, usually, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So flash forward a few years, I ended up working in social media and studied it 24/7 for a living at ESPN and a few other companies, and really kind of learned the lay of the land around technology and social. And now, I'm so fortunate to be able to work with everyone from Olympic athletes to 13-year-old girls when it comes to how you can use this power in your hand for good, which is not something that you learn much about as a teenager these days.
It's a really cool approach. And like, the world of social media has a lot of minds in it. There's a lot of consequences, but I love the approach of not looking at the world of social media as something to be avoided or something negative,
right,
or a necessary evil or something to be barely tolerated, but something positive.
Sure.
So what are the positives? What are the do's of social media?
Right. Well, and that approach, I'll say, it was sparked from this idea that we tell students social media is the biggest game in the world, that you're playing and you could win or you could lose at it. And so we teach them to win. To your point, we teach them the do's of the game in order to win. And those do's, rather than telling them, watch your personal brand and take care of it, instead it's more about, hey, do number one is play to your core. And your core is made up of your values, your character, your goals, your hobbies. Another do we tell the kids is to strike a balance. So at the end of the day, you look people in the eye when they're talking to you. You know when to look up, from your phone at dinner time, or when to put it away or to charge it downstairs so it's not in the bedroom, and you're checking it at 2 a.m. when you wake up, from your sleep. Another do is to surround yourself with a great team, which means you're probably picking up on some of the sports analogies by this point, but we surround yourself with a good team, and that includes people in your newsfeed. Do they give you this positive energy and fuel, or do they, are you a 13-year-old girl who follows Victoria's Secrets and it makes you not feel the greatest about, your body? So is that feed filling you with energy or sucking it out of you because you see it so much every day? And the one of the many other do's that we share with kids is to cyber back others instead of cyber bully. So rather than telling a kid, don't cyber bully, it's, well, what should I do instead? And we tell, kids to have each other's backs online. And, if I were to see you, maybe getting knocked around a bit on a group text or Instagram, I owe it to you to have your back and stand up for what's right.
That's really cool. Speaking with Laura Tierney again with the Social Institute, what are the programs that you offer?
So we work with schools around the country, and at the end of the day, however we can help teens, middle schoolers and high schoolers is who we work closely with. So we work with schools. We do really fun kind of one-of-a-kind presentations. We do workshops. We do curriculum we partner with Ravenscroft School over in Raleigh. And I mean, kudos to them because they're a trailblazer, I think, in this space where they now offer this one-of-a-kind curriculum at their school that's really focused on the positives and what kids could do. And I truly believe, I hope it inspires other schools, you know, how we can equip these kids around a skill that not many know how to navigate.
You can find out more if you're listening out there about the Social Institute online at lauratierney.com. That's T-I-E-R-N-E-Y, lauratierney.com. We're going to have this interview up on our website, chapelboro.com, later on, too. Laura, we got to let you go, but before we do, just in the last few seconds, we talked about the do's for teenagers. What is a do for parents?
A do for parents is huddle often with them. And by huddling, I would say it's, you know, it's their world. They're on the front lines of it and they're experiencing it every day. Sit down with them and learn the platforms they're on. Have them walk you through what Snapchat is like or Instagram. Talk with them about negative scenarios they might face and proactively equip them. But it's all about building trust and having that conversation early.
Awesome. Laura Tierney, thank you so much.
Thank you.